Morning.
Morning.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order at 8:31 on the clock. We are currently missing our assessor.
Missing in action?
I hear.
There she is.
Assessor is now here.
My clock says 8:27.
Attendance by observation. It's okay, yours is slow. Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Swavely. First approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn to approve. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization. Mr. Juergens won't be in today, so I can't look at him for comments for the assessor.
Oh, believe me, he won't make any. Or what farm ground's going for.
He did make the comment. He's vacationing in the combine, so. Anything for the assessor?
I have a question for Patty. Before, when we were talking about assessed values and protests, there were some homes that we had discussed that were like more like million-dollar homes, and yet we were only assessing them at $450,000. Can you explain how that works to me?
Yeah. So basically, we have to go by sales, not so much what they're built for. And then we have to go also by what our county on the sales file, like years ago, an example is we took one to Turk because we had it like at about, I'd say, $500,000. When it went to Turk, it had to be brought down to $399,000 because they're what they call overbuilt for this county. And so the market value, I know it doesn't make any sense to me either.
So how do we catch up on that?
Well, that's a... You remember that, Myron? Those days when we had to value them. I mean, we tried to value them, you know, higher, but I don't... I guess that's in the regs that it's like it's overbuilt. Like in Waymore, there's like a $600,000 one now, and it did sell for that. So finally, we have a sale, but that market down there in Waymore, that's a way overbuilt home. I mean, and so that's where the market is what they're saying. Not so much what you build it for.
So you need more? It's you okay. Need more sales of these like $800,000-$900,000 homes for it to catch up?
Mm-hmm. And it's possible that we're going to get there.
Workforce housing.
It's possible we're going to get there because that's pretty hard when you do price per square foot on one like that. And then you go down to a home that's a lot different and then the price per square foot, you know what I mean? So we even got beat on that in Turk. And I don't know, that was when Kurt was here.
Oh, boy.
That's really way back.
That's a long time ago.
But do you remember kind of that it was kind of like...
There was one that was down, built down in the country club area, okay, that brought it all to head, brought everything to a head, okay? And that's the one that was worth lots and lots and lots of money. But you, with everything else around Gage County for what it sells for, okay, I mean, just because they built a house that was worth $1 million, and that's probably what they paid to have it done. And we tried to tax them that way, and it didn't work because they had, you know, we don't have enough homes to compare it to.
It's like with building my shed. You know, we built it for something, but I'm taxed for it higher than what I built it for.
Because, so am I.
So how does that work with a home? You know,
I think those are good. I don't know that anybody's ever
challenged
it. You can
build a home for less than what you're taxed at, too, though, for those houses. It depends on if you build it, who builds it.
Yeah.
You're not taxed on a good deal or a bad deal.
We're starting to see a lot more value out there than ever before. So that's a lot different. You know, things might get more stabilized because it was spotty when it was, you know, those big dollar homes.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. We're not getting the dollar amount that they built them for. But the market would not necessarily say.
But even what they would sell them for, it's not where it would be either.
They're selling them now because you're seeing a lot different types of sheds and homes and what we used to think of as a patio in the back. You know, we'd pick up a slab. Now you've got like built-in kitchens and fans, and so it's a whole different world out there. But we actually got beat at Turk on that because I know the assessor at that time tried to get it up to what, you know, we thought it was value, should be valued at. And actually, Lloyd was the referee at that time that got it clear back down almost into, you know, I think it went down to $399, and we tried at $600. But we do have a lot higher sales out there now. We try not to put an acreage with a home in town, you know, because that's different. But the acreages are definitely up there. And, you know, we're seeing, I don't know that we've really seen, like, million-dollar sales, not in town.
Yeah.
But we do have probably some million-dollar houses. And it's just still the market. But, I would challenge, you know, if that could be challenged, I get that.
I was just curious how that works.
Well, yeah, we have been because we've dealt with that, and it's painful as far as trying to explain it to a taxpayer. Because, once again, you know, we really want to go from the market standpoint, but there's a cost to build it, too, that we don't have a lot of those to determine that that's – we're getting more, I guess, so we'll see.
It's been a long time. I mean, it's – just didn't crop up. It's been here since the mid-90s.
And you'll see more value in the acreages now. I think there's some blue sky in what you call acreages because people want to be out of the city limits. So to exactly break that apart, but yeah. I agree that needs to be changed because they build them for that. But
do I understand your statement that people want to get outside the corporate limits of Beatrice?
I would.
I'm saying, well, what do you mean? Are you outside?
I was just trying to clarify what you said.
Now that you have high-speed internet coming, that's all right.
Uh-huh. I just wanted to make sure I understood you, Patty.
I think there's a lot of acreages that are out there. What do you think, Myron?
All right, if there's nothing else.
So you're better off building a million-dollar home instead of a $450,000.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Makes you feel better.
The only problem is you got to pay for the million-dollar home on another right away. You know, what really kind of is funny, though, is they worry about what they pay to build it, but then they yell about the taxes. That doesn't make sense to me either.
Well, before we have too much more knowledge, we'll adjourn.
Did we want to bring up the postcard?
At 8:38 on the clock.